Collaboration. I think it's a great idea, she said, chuckling. If the two of you are working together, you won't be around to bother me.
I think I can manage to do both, Charlie replied sarcastically. They smiled at one another as Charlie unlocked the door to their apartment.
After you?
Such a gentleman, Neota joked as she walked through the door and into the living room. She sighed, dropping her bag onto the floor and slumped onto the old leather couch with her feet up on the coffee table. Charlie followed her inside and huffed at the sight of her girlfriend's feet on the table. She blames her mother for her OCD tendencies, one of them being that shoes are not to be worn inside, another is no feet allowed on the furniture. So the mixture of the two offences unfortunately rattled Charlie. Still, standing by the door, she took a pair of dirtied cream Converses off before walking over and swatting Neota's boots off the table.
Sorry, forgot, admitted Neota, giggling.
She kissed Charlie on the cheek before getting up and putting her Docs on the rack by the door.
I don't see how you could, considering how long we've lived together, Charlie huffed exasperatedly.
Neota shook her head and chuckled at her partner's quirks. She walked over to the kitchen to boil the kettle.
Back to this collaboration of yours, shouted Neota through the rooms. I actually think it would be good for you.
Why? Replied Charlie, walking towards the wafting smell of the tea bag box being opened.
Well, first of all, you need to learn how to work better with others.
This earned a hefty eye roll from Charlie.
And you always complain that no one in your department ever does anything worthwhile. But if you and Aaron work on this, what is it, rope theory?
Anyway, by working on it together, then that's at least one more person doing something you deem valuable, reasoned Neota somewhat expertly.
It's string theory, said Charlie, smiling exhaustedly.
I've no idea why your parents named you after a Hura. You know nothing about science.
Wishful thinking on their part, retaliated Neota.
But I'm glad for it. Art over science any day.
Each one's own, said Charlie, stirring her cup of tea in her favourite mug.
Exactly, Neota smiled at Charlie, as they both sipped slowly at their drinks. What do you want to watch?
I don't know, she replied. Let's just scroll through Netflix until we find something.
Something without too many scientific inaccuracies, joked Neota.
Something without childish and amateurish animation, retorted Charlie.
Fair enough, said Neota, smiling.
Star Trek, then?
If it's TOS, it's a plan.
Charlie took off towards the living room.
Neota smiled and rolled her eyes. She followed her girlfriend and saw that she already managed to get Netflix up and running.
What episode do you fancy? Asked Charlie as she flipped through them.
I don't mind, just nothing from season 3.
Agreed, Charlie replied.
She put down the remote and looked to Neota.
I'll think, no guarantees that I will, about this collaboration, as you call it, with Aaron.
Thank you, said Neota. She kissed Charlie briefly before snuggling up to her under the soft, quilted blanket.
Just make sure that is all you'll be doing. I don't need you coming back here pregnant.
Oh, please, said Charlie in rebuttal to Neota's immature jest. But instead of lecturing her girlfriend about the ridiculousness of that joke, Charlie simply said, he's so not my type. They smiled and snuggled up closer on the couch, practically curled up together with their teas and blankets. They switched on to the classic season 2 episode, The Trouble with Tribbles, and relaxed into the evening.